Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, did you see Drake missed headlining Lollapalooza in Brazil because he was out partying with 50 Cent the night before?
That'll do it, rocking with 50.
You imagine? Oh, yeah. You are headlining Lollapalooza, and you missed the gig because you were out partying the night before.
I will mention Mr. Luchi Mandurio himself. Man. You got to be careful with that, man.
You got to get it together. And 50 Cent ain't young. That's what's even funnier about it.
No, of course not. But he parties Cent, like he's young.
That's like me and you partying and you missing work because I kept you out too late. Think about the irony of that.
Well, then whose fault is it? 50 Cent's fault.
It's the old guy's fault.
It's 50 Cent's fault, dog.
Oh, man.
So Drake done missed a headline because he was messing with 50 Cent the night before in Brazil.
And they're having to refund tickets because of it.
No.
Yes, because he wasn't there and people bought tickets just to see Drake.
Yikes, big dog. That's no bueno.
So they said, you know, that he had thousands of fans show up expecting him to come on stage. He wasn't there. He was quickly replaced with Skrillex.
Skrillex came up instead of Drake.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I'm going to need my money back too. He just happened to be backstage.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing that he was hungover and couldn't do it. Maybe he was throwing up. I don't know.
Had to have been, man. He was messing with that that Brazilian rum.
Yeah. Well, Lollapalooza issued an apology saying Drake didn't have all the tools to nail his performance. And I'm like, no, Drake was hungover. So, but the good news is we have your chance to win Lollapalooza tickets right here on the show. First chance coming up 6:30.
I missed you so much, dog. Welcome back,
too,
man.
DZ.
Welcome back. Let's go.
Let's go. Ooh, how nice would that be?
I mean, 4 days.
Yes.
All music.
Ooh. Ooh,
hopefully 50 Cent don't mess with Drake this time.
Right, exactly. Hopefully Drake can show up. No, listen, Lollapalooza, not going to be Drake this one, though. That was in Brazil.
True.
Lollapalooza, 4-day passes. You want to go. Your chance to win them. You can enter to win on the website, 1037kissfm.com. Enter the keyword, which is kind.
Kind. K-I-N-D.
Kind. Go enter that right now at 1037kissfm.com. You'll see right there when you get on our website, it says your chance to win 4-day passes to Lollapalooza.
Boom.
4-day passes. And there's so many people playing. Billie Eilish, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Kendrick Lamar.
No, it's stacked.
It goes on and on
it's
and on.
It's stacked.
So, and it's in Chicago, and it's going to be four days.
It's stacked. And it's finally back, in my opinion. Like, it's been weird the last few years. No, we're back. Let's get it. Come on now. 4 days? All 4 days?
Yeah. Speaking of being back, here I am.
Welcome back. Welcome
Thanks.
Back. Welcome
For
back.
For all the people that have lives, I was gone. I'm back. Some people didn't even notice, probably. They're like, Allie was gone? Where'd she go?
Nah, people, trust me, people noticed.
Did they?
I'm people. Hi. I noticed you weren't here. Hello.
I thought about you.
No.
And then I moved on with my life.
Yeah, and then you remembered you was on vacation. And you say, yeah, forget that.
No, I thought about you, though, because I was visiting my parents in Florida. I am glad to be back, though, because being with family can be stressful.
I mean,
some people love being with their family. And some people get stressed when they're with their family. I am the second part of that. So
you're the latter.
I'm the latter with that one. Isn't that a good old fun time when I'm with my family?
But hey, good weather and good time. The boys have a good time.
And Hudson had his first experience riding in a convertible, DZ.
In a convertible?
My mom has a convertible. It's not a fancy one, everybody. She's had it for like 10 years now. But when they moved to Florida from Illinois, where I grew up, my mom was like, I'm getting a convertible. And this went on for years, and they never got one. Finally, she's like, I told your father I'm getting one this year. And then one year, they really went and got a convertible.
Ooh.
It was like her dream, her whole life. And so,
whipping. I mean, when you live in an area that's conducive of a nice little convertible, why
in
wouldn't
Florida,
you? Come on now.
It's nice.
Come on
so
now.
Hudson didn't have any memory of riding in that thing, even though I swear he did. Like in the past, we just haven't been there in like 3 years because COVID and all these things had happened.
Time.
They had been coming to us. And so I said, oh, you want to ride in the convertible? He's like, yeah. He kept bringing it up. I'm like, let's go, kid.
Right.
So I took him in the convertible yesterday before I left because I left them down there with their grandparents. I am kid free now.
Ooh, okay.
But before I did, I took Hudson on that convertible ride and you should have seen his eyes. They were like lighting up and I started getting nostalgic as like being a kid with exciting things happening.
All them first time things you did as a kid.
Or things that you just thought were so cool when you were a kid and you couldn't believe you got to do it.
Yeah.
Like, riding in a convertible.
Yeah.
You know, even something as simple as like going to a friend's house and they had a pool. That was like a big deal. I remember being like, oh man.
Man, right.
The life.
Gee, low key, I remember my first roller coaster ride because I used to be terrified of those things as a kid. You know what I mean? And the coolest thing I ever did was back in the day, speaking of Florida, when my cousins lived out there, well, they still live out there.
Yeah.
I got to ride the Steven Tyler rock and roll roller coaster, whatever, at in Disney, whichever Disney park it was. Man, boy, when I said that was one of the dopest experiences, and it made me a roller coaster lover.
Yeah,
it was so cool. And my cousin convinced me. Nobody had ever been able to convince me to ride on anything but like the Wizard at Six Flags, which has no loop de loops and no nothings. You feel me?
No loop de loops.
No loop de loops for this guy at that point.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I went on that loop de loop roller coaster, changed my life.
The first time you rode a roller coaster, game changer.
My eyes were probably like Hudson's
like
in that mug. He said, whoa, he probably felt mad cool.
It just took me back to like doing things for the first time as a kid that were so cool that you just can't believe you got to do.
Yeah.
You rode a roller coaster. Hudson got to ride in a convertible. What did you do as a kid that was like your first time experience that you'll never forget? 414-533-1037. I want to talk about this more with the listeners because I think we're all going to get nostalgic. Start thinking these things out. You
don't
know
get
what
me
I mean?
Misty-eyed in this mug. Come
Seriously,
on now. Come
I
on
mean,
now. I'm down.
Man.
What's up?
So many things. Any kind of like amusement park as a kid. Water parks, water slides. All that stuff's so exciting. What did you get excited to do when you were a kid? We'll talk about it next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, we're back.
We back.
Yes.
Like we never left, baby.
That's right. And by the way, another Lollapalooza keyword coming up at 7:30 as we're giving away 4-day passes.
So somebody's going to win a 4-day pass and they got four chances to enter.
That's right.
Look at that alliterate. I see somebody in that marketing department doing their thing. Good job.
Look at you. 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30.
Look at that. Math be mathing.
All right. So this morning we are talking about things you got so excited about doing when you were a kid. Hudson rode in the convertible for the first time of his memory.
Whipping. He felt the wind through his hair and everything. He said, wow, I felt luxurious,
yes,
mom. I
eyes
felt luxurious.
All big. He was so excited. So I was asking, what kinds of things did you do as a kid that you will just never forget that will stick with you that was such a big deal? Let's go to Tony this morning in Racine. I haven't heard that theme song in a minute. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I heard it just the other day when I told Tony he had kids that he didn't have.
You thought Tony had kids.
Yeah, man. I don't know who I was mixing them up with, but I was like, of course you got kids, Tony. Listen, that's a story for another time. What's the word, Tony?
Yeah, what did you do as a kid that you like never forget? Hudson, it was riding in a convertible. It was such a big deal.
That's exciting for the first time, too, but I used to live in Arizona, so the first time I was like 7, I believe, I got to play with a at a car show, a car with switches, hydraulics, and airbags. I got to experience my first time seeing a car hop up and down.
And you were the one doing it?
Yeah, he was very generous enough to give me the controller and say, hey, push this button right here. I mean, it wasn't nothing crazy. I got to dump it. And then I lifted it up. But, I mean, to me, that was the coolest thing in the world that I could get a car to do that.
I've never done that, by the way.
Well, I was going to say, as a grown man, I want to do that right now. I'm like, dog, that'd be so cool.
So he's talking about, like,
many things.
How you make the cars go up and down, like Snoop Dogg, like bouncing.
The low riders, make them go crazy.
I ended up getting into it, and that's what I do. So with mine that I've had, I go to car shows, and if I see little kids, I'm like, hey, you want to try it? You want to play with it? Like I do the same thing because I know the impact that it made on me forever. I'll always spend my money and waste it on vehicles.
He has that memory.
See, only thing I heard was, now we got to go play with Tony from Racine Switches.
Exactly. Exactly. Sounds funny.
Self-serving, but it's for my baby. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah, baby Sammy wants to do that.
Somebody texted in and said, as an adult, when I first started learning how to ride a motorcycle. So you can have first times as an adult, too.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's fact.
I did that too at the age of 18, and that was a stupid addiction because now I've got a lot of money in a motorcycle.
He has a lot of money because he doesn't have kids. But
Tony, we appreciate the call,
bye,
fam.
Bye, Tony.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Man, later.
Sarah is in Kenosha this morning. Get her theme song.
I got it. I'm gonna give it some extra love too, dog.
Okay.
We gonna play it twice? No.
Okay, just hit her theme song already. There she is. What happened? You messed it up while I was gone or something?
Listen.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. Okay?
It's okay. My call dropped. Mason gets a one-off for yesterday, but he's going to need to earn his own song.
Man.
I have no idea what happened yesterday, but I am assuming DZ messed up your theme song.
Yeah.
But we're fixed and we're here today, Sarah. What is your experience that you'll never forget as a kid? I was talking about Hudson rode in a convertible, and it was like his eyes were huge. He was so excited about it.
So mine is kind of similar to his. When I was probably like 7 or 8, my dad had a friend and he had a bunch of like old cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to his house one day and he had the coolest old Corvette and he let me sit in the driver's seat and then he took me for a ride and he put the top down. And that was the day that I fell in love with Corvettes and vowed that one day, God willing, I will have one.
Yeah.
So do you have a Corvette now, though?
I wish.
My first
car when I was 16 was a convertible. It was a Chrysler LeBaron, and the convertible top leaked.
Nice.
But it was basically halfway there.
Hey, I wish I've ever owned a convertible. You're already 2 steps ahead of me.
Listen, somebody texted in and said that riding a jet ski as a kid, they remember that for the first time. That was really exciting.
Ooh, never been on a jet ski. Nope. I got to try it.
Same. Sarah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Sorry your Chrysler LeBaron leaked.
Hey, when you get the Corvette, bet you it don't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, have a good day. One day. Yeah, that's right. Bye.
I remember going to my friends' houses when waterbeds were big and being like, somebody has a waterbed. Oh my gosh, a waterbed. That's amazing.
My guy had a waterbed in high school. It was the first time I'd ever seen a waterbed.
It's a big
deal. I don't know
why
somebody in high school would have a waterbed, but listen, he was a big dude and he had back problems. Shout out to my guy.
Waterbeds were the worst thing probably for your back. They were so cool at the time. Somebody texted in and said, getting on an airplane for the first time, that's a strong core memory.
That's a strong core memory.
Horseback riding. Yes, I got to do it at Girl Scout camp, which was a big deal.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I remember the first time it was Camp Timberley. Unrelated, it's closing, but that was the first
closing.
Time I ever rode a horse. Shout out to Buttercup. I'll never forget her.
Aw, Buttercup.
I hope she's doing good.
I hope she's okay. All right, there you go. Our happy core memories as children. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and it's time for Trends Tuesday, my friend. I love this segment on Tuesdays because I get to learn new things about tech that I just don't know, because DZ, you give me all the information. It's brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's without the Wendy's app is like a Frosty without the fries.
Ew.
So download the Wendy's app now to earn free food, order ahead, delivery, and save money. Love me some Wendy's. What is happening in Trends Tuesday today, DZ?
All right, dog. So I got another Netflix related one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this was going to tickle more fancies than just like Nike workouts, right? So last week, talked about some Nike workouts.
I didn't know that you could, they had workouts on Netflix now.
It's new. It dropped in December.
Yeah.
Did you know that like many food restaurants, speaking of Wendy's and the secret menu items that they might have, Netflix got a secret menu?
They do?
Mm-hmm.
What?
So have you ever felt like
you're... What does that
mean? All right. So you know how your queue just gets stale? You see the same things repetitive after a while
because
you watch the same shows, right? And you're like, man, this is boring, man. I'm seeing the same stuff.
Show me something new,
Show
Netflix.
Me something new. So they've done initiatives, but there's a secret menu that you can always type into. You got to go to the search bar, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to have a breakdown of so many different categories.
Okay.
So if you're maybe a fan of action comedies, you could search code 43040.
Wait, there's a code?
There's a code attached.
Like a code number.
Think about it. Like, everything in this universe is based off of like ones and zeros, numbers. So everything, especially digital, has to have a code assigned to it.
Okay.
So everything on Netflix has a code designated to that, you know, genre.
See, this is so inside, though. This is like how we put in audio and music in our computers. They all have numbers, but
you wouldn't know that. Well, Netflix is letting some people know this. So my fans of the action thrillers are going to go 43048. And if you're hearing, the actions start with 430. Anything action related is going to be 430
and then
into some other numbers.
My brain's going to explode because you have to talk to me like I'm five for a second. So if I'm on Netflix and I go to search and if I know what, like, let's say I want a documentary. Like, I am a big fan of documentaries. Okay.
Yeah.
So there is a number that I would put in and they would pull up all the documentaries.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
buddy.
That just come up when I go to documentaries?
No, because sometimes you got to be in certain areas to pick up certain things. By the like geocache location, basically, right?
So what's the code? Like, well,
So for example, dark comedies. If you like dark comedies and you're not seeing any dark comedies pop up on your queue, just search code 869 in your search queue. Press enter. All the dark comedies on Netflix are going to pop up.
It's like a secret menu
It's a little secret menu for real.
Google Netflix secret menu and you can get all these codes.
Exactly.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Netflix secret menu is going to pop it up. Search codes for them words is going to be right there.
I'm in. Well, thanks for sharing that on Trends Tuesday.
I got you,
dog. We're breaking you, Netflix. We're coming for you. Telling all the tricks. All right, coming up next, we're going to do What Would DZ Do? You ready for this?
Yes.
All right, I'm excited to get back into it. We're going to do, Harry Styles. I saw he was making out with Emily Ratajkowski. How rude.
Stop.
So rude, Harry. What Would DZ Do is next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem,
or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do?
We got the intro up in here.
Who did this?
What Would DZ Do, everybody?
Who did this?
Next level. Next level. Here we go.
Me dancing in here, dog.
Advice you might not want to take. What Would DZ Do? I love it on this show. All right, DZ, today for What Would DZ Do? I missed this feature when I was gone over the weekend. What is the problem today? Who is the person that wrote in?
All right, fam, straight up. So somebody hit us up and said that they feel ugly.
What do you mean?
I just got to read it.
Okay.
I don't know. I gotta read it, okay?
Let me hear this.
So it says, hey, Allie and DZ, I'm gonna get to the point. I'm unattractive.
What?
I've come to this conclusion after all the time I've spent trying to get a girlfriend and not being able to.
Aww.
I'm 22 and have never been in a relationship. I wouldn't say I have great style or, they put quotations, game.
Game, okay. No swag. You got no swag.
Right. You ain't got the juice like that.
I ain't mad at you.
It said, but I'm charismatic. Okay. I have a great family who loves me the way I am, but I've been feeling down. I kind of want to do a makeover. But don't know if I should change who I am.
He feels like he's unattractive.
He is one. So he's asking, what would you do, DZ?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
22, what would you do? You just realized you're unattractive. You've never had a girlfriend.
All right, so right off the bat, first off, I'm just going to say, you got to love yourself. It sounds like this person loves themselves, but is unhappy with how they're looking or how they're feeling. Like,
I don't think they love themselves because they'd be carrying themselves more confidently, which would make them hotter.
Well, I think they're worried about the fact that they're 22 and have never been in a relationship. You know, and I figured at this rate in time, you know, Kids didn't care about that because 22, I'm still call him a kid. You young to me, man.
Oh, come on.
You barely able to drink.
When you were 22, you didn't think you were a kid.
But I was more grown than most 22-year-olds at that rate. But let me put it to you like this. If you're feeling uncomfortable, if you don't like the way you look and you can do a makeover, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you switch up the style? Maybe get a different haircut that you've never gotten before or explore with some clothes that you've never worn.
Yeah.
You don't got to go crazy and out here change your whole image or, you know, do something completely different from what you feel comfortable in, but step out of that comfort zone.
Well, and
sounds like they stayed in that comfort zone.
A makeover, you know what a makeover can do? That can make you feel better about yourself because all of a sudden you start feeling yourself. So he goes, you see what I mean? So he goes in and he gets a new haircut or whatever, and then somebody gives him a new outfit, and he goes, because he just was never taught how to dress.
Uh-huh.
And he all of a sudden starts looking in the mirror, and then you start going, "You look good." He starts going, "I look good."
Good.
And then all of a sudden,
getting a compliment, like, "Ooh, yeah, I don't feel good."
He doesn't have a new face, but guess what? He's got confidence now. And all of a sudden he starts looking hotter because he's feeling himself, which is why the ugliest people can be hot, because if you have enough confidence, anybody will go for it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, that confidence is key.
Seriously, okay. It's the confidence, don't you think?
But sometimes it's definitely the way you look and the money behind what you spend. You know what I'm saying? People are superficial and they want to see you in a nice pair of shoes, looking real clean cut. I mean, look at
me. Screw those people.
I'm mad grizzly, so I don't care what I look like anymore. Realistically, like, it doesn't matter to me. But at a certain point, 22 years old, of course you care about the image that you carry yourself with. So
you think he should get a makeover?
I think he should. Yeah,
Or should he just be himself? I think he should get a makeover and get some confidence.
I mean, being himself.
What would Ali do, though, is what would DZ do?
No, I think he should definitely do a little bit of the makeover, but I don't want him to go OC crazy.
Is he going to give himself a complex?
Yeah, give yourself a complex, and then y'all remember that movie with Nick Cannon? When he played the ugly dude?
Tell me. No.
Or Hitch. Like, this sounds like one of those types of situations.
Hitch.
You need a Hitch. I'm trying to be a Hitch, my boy. Come on now. I got a wife and a baby.
Oh, he needs a hype man.
He needs a hype man. He just needs somebody to give him a little bit of swag or something. Oh. You know, and teach him something because he says he doesn't have game.
Somebody texted him and said, "I feel for him, but he's just got to be funny. Funny guys are dangerous." That's right.
Ooh.
Women love funny guys.
Maybe that's how I got my wife, because I ain't the best looking either.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop it. Your wife thinks you're hot.
My wife thinks I'm hot, and that's all that matters. I've had my own complex. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel cute all the time, but I no longer care.
Right.
My boy still cares. 22, of course you do.
DZ, because you don't care, that's confidence. All right, 414-533-1037. I actually agree with you. I say get a makeover if you want to get a makeover, and do you, boo. That's what I say.
Why not?
But DZ says go for it. Get a hype man.
Get a hype man. Get some game. What do you say, though? You tell him just stay the same? I mean, keep rocking. A girl's going to eventually love you for who you are?
Not if he doesn't like himself. DZ says, change yourself. Let's go.
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do?
He's definitely going to make it worse.
100%.
I'm just kidding.
I'm here to shake things up.
What would DZ do today? A young 22-year-old man wrote into the show. Says he just realized he's unattractive. He's never had a girlfriend.
Boy said he's ugly.
Aww.
I'm 22 and don't know what to do.
DZ said, get the makeover.
I said, go ahead, change it up.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a few pieces. I mean, nowadays, you could do some bargain shopping and get some nice clothes.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, man, like elementary, middle school, when I was thinking like, man, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that.
We all think that in elementary school.
You all think that through like middle school, high school, like we've all thought it, right? You know, so growing up, I was like, I gotta change it up. I gotta look fly. My man's is a little bit later in life thinking maybe it's time for me to do the same thing. He wasn't worried about it then. Maybe it's time to do it now. I say, go ahead, change it up. See how you feel. Experiment. Don't go full out crazy and ditch the old you for the new you that you want to create.
Don't change yourself, but change yourself.
But dabble, man. Dabble.
Somebody
see if it looks, maybe is it.
It's all about confidence. LOL at Pete Davidson. He bagged Kim.
Ooh.
Perfect example of confidence and feeling yourself when you're not even the hottest person in the rotation. But Pete Davidson is hot because he's got swagger and confidence.
Yeah, that boy is ugly.
He's himself. He's himself, and he's funny.
He's funny.
All of it
he's
goes
hilarious.
Together.
I'll give him that, but no, he looked like a frog.
Stop hating on him.
I'm sorry.
Women love him. Ashley is in Racine this morning on 2. She does not have a theme song. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think this guy should do? He feels like he's unattractive. He's not feeling himself.
I he should, I would say no makeover because maybe it's not really him. Maybe it's the girls he's, you know, going after. Maybe it's the same type of girls.
He's not going after the right individual. Like,
what a twist. Yeah. He's not hitting on the right women.
Ashley, you threw a loop in there I really wasn't thinking about. He was like, adjust who you're looking for.
I didn't think about that.
The same point, maybe, you know, get like a little haircut, nothing too major, because you don't really want to change yourself too much, because then you're changing yourself and then maybe he won't feel good about himself.
Yeah, sometimes people do need help with clothes though, and they don't even know how good they can look with a new outfit.
True. Just, or sizing,
maybe something like,
maybe
is
something
another
like
one.
That, but nothing too major. I don't feel
okay.
yeah so you're saying that just a little something, but don't change who you are. Maybe change who you are looking
it's
for.
It's the women he's going
right.
for
yeah. Right.
Stop with the Instagram swimsuit models. They're not coming back for you is what she's getting at.
Ashley dropping knowledge. Okay. Appreciate that, Ashley. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, girl. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Somebody texted in DZ and said, go for the makeover. A new hairstyle, new clothes, and new shoes makes a man feel brand new.
It really does, man. Okay. I'm saying, you walk out of Nick and Vonnie's with that $100 hookup, baby, you be feeling right. You feel good.
Boom.
I swear. Ooh.
All right, let's go to Amanda and Racine real quick, because Amanda said she could relate to this problem. What would DZ do? Amanda, good morning.
Turn down for what?
Amanda, what should this guy do? He's 22. He's never had a girlfriend. He feels like he needs to do a makeover or change himself. What do you think?
So I've actually been in a similar situation. I actually didn't have my serious relationship until I was 22.
Okay.
My friend gave me some really good advice, and she said, you just have to put yourself out there. So even if you don't like the people or the girls, just put yourself out there. Just talk to them. And, you know, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, then, you know what, they're lost.
Right.
That's what she told me.
Yeah.
Like, even just don't even put pressure on it. Just like, okay, you're friends.
Amanda's right, because it takes one person to respond and be interested back in you for you to kind of get your groove going.
And it'll change the whole world.
It's how Stella got her groove back without Hot Tay Diggs. Take away the hot young man, but just picture her talking. One guy paid her attention again, and she was like, yeah.
Right. If you start feeling that bounce, all of a sudden you're in like Ali in his mug, floating like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Get hit on by one person, and all of a sudden the confidence is there.
So Amanda's saying, don't even worry about it, man. Mm-hmm. Just keep doing
you.
Yeah,
just be you.
Just be
you. You got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, that's a relatable experience. Just be you.
Yeah.
Amanda, we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Wampa, man. What else?
That's it.
Just be you. Maybe
be
get
you.
A little bit of not you, but continue to be you for the most part.
I'm for the makeover all day. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not. Get a makeover and feel yourself. The end. The end. How about 4-day passes to Lollapalooza? How nice would that be?
How about yes?
Mm-hmm.
Get them to me. What do I need to do?
Listen in 3 minutes at 7:30 for your chance to win, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Wait, you ain't going to tell them about the keyword?
The keyword's coming up in 3 minutes. You can just figure it out by listening at 7:30. Right before Am I the Jerk, we'll give you the KISS keyword for Lollapalooza tickets, all right?
Wepa, I bet
so
that.
So I just got back from Florida yesterday.
Yeah, I see you with your little Florida glow on, enjoying the sunshine.
Got burnt, then I got tan.
You got your coat on like you still running the chill from the Florida heat.
I know, man. But you know what happened in Florida that I was dying to tell you about was...
What's up?
My parents, where they live, this community they live in, it's like all old people because it's Florida.
Oh, yeah, the snowbirds that have made the permanent move.
Yes. And so they have like community pools, which is where me and my kids would go swim.
Of course. Pool day.
But it's all old people, okay? So with the exception of a few young people who were there visiting their grandparents for spring break.
Okay.
But the first day we got there, DZ, I went down to the pool. I was dying to tell you about this, and the kids are in the water and I'm laying out, feeling myself, trying to
soaking
get my
soaking up
son
that
on.
Vitamin D, yup.
And the next thing you know, I hear a loud speaker come on at this quiet pool in Florida where these old people live. And do you know what came on the speaker as I'm laying there?
Oh, please tell me it was the kids. They had cracked the system. No?
It was the old lady just doing water aerobics.
No.
Water aerobics. And they
It was
had,
a class?
It was a class. And they do this like every day. And it was like the corniest. They must have pulled up like a YouTube
video.
They
were making an announcement. Water aerobics about
about to begin. Two minutes, water aerobics.
Just laying there in peace, and all of a sudden, music starts blaring, like 80s music, dude.
Doom,
it's like,
doom, doom, doom.
Yep. All right, ladies, now put your arms in the air, and a one, and a two, and a one, and a two, and a now lift your leg. Yeah, ladies, do the breaststroke. Walking in place. Here we go. And a, yeah, but it's loud.
Assisted water aerobics,
oh,
baby.
Damn, DZ.
Oh, I can just envision it. And I'm sorry. Did you please tell me you got a video of it? Matter of fact, nope. I hope you did.
I did, but I didn't post it because I didn't want to be mean. But these old ladies doing their water aerobics just ruined my vibe, man.
You said, do I hop in the pool and do it with
Hell
them?
Hell no. You're not jumping in the pool.
No, I would have joined.
What am I, five? No.
I would have jumped in and started going ASAP. Said,
running in place in the pool. So I sat there for an hour just staring at the sun going, why?
Why did you do this to me?
And a one, and a two, and a three, and now walk in place, ladies.
Oh, man.
Nothing like a good water aerobics class with old ladies to kill your vibe on vacation.
Mid-afternoon water aerobics. I mean, you're the one that went at the wrong time.
You're right. I did. But props to them for being active at that age. I probably won't be. Anyway.
I'm definitely not going to be me at that age. I'm not active now. I'm barely moving. I'm still sore from... Listen, I'm still trying to get back in shape.
You're the guy that water aerobics would kill you.
Right. I'd be in there like, man, that class was hard today. I'm sweating getting out the pool.
These ladies are tough. Who knew? Who knew? All right. You want to do the keyword? Oh, let's do the keyword.
Can we?
Yeah, let's give away the Lollapalooza tickets. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. All right. The word for this hour is space. Do you want to know how to win these four-day passes? Go to 1037kissfm.com. Right there on the front page, it says win Lollapalooza tickets. Click there. Enter the keyword, which is space.
Space. S-P-A-C-E.
Yes, like give me space or I want to go to space. Either one is spelled the same way. Or hit the space bar.
Ooh, that's another good one. Mm-hmm. Space bar. Or I'm first to the moon in the space race.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes, and my kid's learning planets, so he always wants me to name them all. And you know which one makes him giggle. I'm not saying it. I'm not calling there.
And it ain't Pluto, baby.
It ain't Pluto.
I'll tell you that.
Pluto's not a planet, he says. We got rid of Pluto.
Okay, now we're getting offensive. Okay.
they got rid of Pluto. Fair enough.
Now we're getting offensive, all right?
But he knows what Uranus is.
I thought it was Mars. I thought it was Venus.
He loves to make me say all the planets just so he can laugh. Listen, Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It's a good one about bullying a baby.
It's FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we're starting a little late. Bear with us, okay? I just got back from vacation. The show's behind. Let us live.
Well, I mean, we're about to talk about babies, so you know we had to make sure we was prepared.
Well, and she wrote in and she said, you can use my name or not, so we're using your name, Becca.
If you don't ask to be put in the Christmas Protection Program, you ain't going to be.
Becca and East Troy, we're using your name. I said what I said.
Dang, ain't nobody say location.
She wrote it all in the email. What do you want from me?
Okay. Fair. Touche.
She said, am I the jerk for trying to cut off my sister-in-law for bullying my baby? The headline alone.
Okay, now we got to hear the whole story.
She said, Dear Allie and DZ, longtime listener. So my dilemma is I have an 8-month-old son. My husband's sister had a daughter 6 months before me. We were so excited that the kids would be close in age. Well, fast forward to when my son was 4 months old and we were over visiting and he started crying. She has two dogs. We don't. So he's not used to the barking. And his sister blatantly out loud said, wow, he's a pansy. I was shocked. Not only is he her nephew, but he's a freaking baby. Mama Bear wanted to rip her face off, but I bit my tongue. Well, a month ago, we were over there again at her house, and the same thing happened. They barked, scared my baby. He cried. She also has two cats, scared my baby. My baby cried. And her daughter's going through a screaming phase. That scared him, too. My baby started crying. Well, this time she laughed at him and got loud and said, wow, what a pansy. Am I the jerk for wanting to go crazy mama bear mode on her and refuse to let her see my son again for the comments she made about a baby?
Okay.
Or am I overreacting? I feel no matter how old he is, no one should be a bully to a child, especially if that adult is a mom herself and that child's aunt. Sincerely, Becca from East Troy.
I mean, but the kid's soft, though. What you gonna say?
Stop!
So if the kid was ugly, would you not tell him the kid? No, I'm playing.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. For real, though?
What do you think?
Does she not know about the Moro reflex? Hmm. You know, like babies just jump to loud noises and they'll get scared, or mm-hmm. like they'll jump in their sleep. Mm-hmm. Like that's a natural thing that every baby goes to. Maybe, this is an educational moment right here.
Okay.
I think she's the jerk if she does cut her off.
Really?
Right? Because I think it's a moment to teach mm-hmm. rather than, you know, practice what you preach, basically. Mm-hmm. Teach her something, don't just cut her off. So I would say, yes, she is the jerk. She's going a little OC on Mama Bear mode.
I don't think the aunt's going to receive it. I think the aunt's just going to be rude and be like, you're being soft, like you said. Whatever.
Being soft.
But you know what? I'm with Becca. You come for my baby, I'm coming for you. Clip, clip, clip.
Mama Bear in you, dog. That's that Mama Bear
in
you.
Get away from my baby. Okay. Don't talk smack about my baby. Did my baby cry? Yes, because it's a baby.
Well, I mean, literally, the Moro reflex, the startle reflex is what most people call it. Like, it's so common that every baby goes mm-hmm. through it.
And she's hormonal, which is, so Becca's allowed to be mad. That's the way I feel about it. It's Mama Bear.
You got to excuse her, huh?
By the second one, she won't even care when somebody makes fun of her.
All right, so you're saying she's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
I'd say she is the jerk if she cuts her off.
You think that she's being too quick to cut off the sister.
Too quick. And, you know, like, come on, teach her something. Let her know something. Maybe she didn't know about this.
See, me, I'm like, nope, you did it twice, you're out.
Mama Bear,
you learned your lesson, or maybe you didn't. Buy him out. All right. 414-533-1037. Is Becca the jerk for wanting to cut off her sister-in-law for bullying her baby? Which sounds so crazy out loud.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Becca wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for cutting off her sister-in-law for bullying her baby.
Mm.
The sister-in-law keeps calling her son a pansy because he's always crying, but he's 8 months old.
That boy's soft. You ain't a soft kid.
He's a baby, DZ.
He's a soft baby.
Come on. All right, let's just go right into the phones this morning and see what the listeners think. Our girl Kelly is in Sussex. It's been a minute since we've heard from her.
What? Oh, what?
She got her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row.
Okay, listen, I have trouble finding names sometimes.
Oh, come on. They're in alphabetical order. You're smarter than that, DZ.
You act like I know my alphabet.
Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is Becca the jerk for wanting to go crazy Mama Bear mode on her sister-in-law and cut her off because she keeps making fun of her baby and bullying her baby?
I don't think she's a jerk at all. Who says that about a baby?
Right?
Ooh.
Right?
And as far as her being around the dogs and cats, her child may not be used to it where her mm-hmm. sister-in-law's child is used to being around pets.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's really fair of her to say that.
Right. Yeah. If a baby's not used to noise, of course they're going to jump and startle anybody. A grown man, woman, anybody else would startle around anything you're not used to.
Exactly.
Okay.
And she keeps calling the kid a pansy. And I get it why Becca's like getting the first time annoyed, but bit your tongue.
Let it slide.
Second
time?
Now I'm jumping over the table and coming from my sister-in-law.
Okay.
Talk about my baby.
I'll show you
one
soft.
More time. Talk about one more time.
Okay, so Kelly says, not the jerk. Mama mowed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, not a jerk.
All right.
Word. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. You too.
All right, Lola's in Fort Atkinson this morning. Good morning, Lola. What do you think? Is Becca a jerk for wanting to go crazy Mama Bear mode and cut her sister-in-law off for bullying her baby?
Cut her off, not just cut her, okay?
Cut her off.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. I agree with DZ.
Okay.
I agree that she is being the jerk because it's a teaching moment. Not a lot of people know that, you know, kids get startled. If they're in an environment where it's quiet constantly, there's no door slam or cabinet slam or vacuum going or whatever.
Dogs barking, cats all over. Right.
Exactly. Because that was the same thing with my son. I would go to my mom's house and he would cry because the dogs would bark.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing
loud
I could do. So I would get my son used to those noises by playing them on the TV.
I do agree. Keep your baby in a loud environment. It will help when you go anywhere in the future for them to be more comfortable. I do agree with that.
Oh, yes.
Hispanic babies don't have this problem. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you that right now. Latino babies ain't never worried about it. No, noise is what they thrive in. Boy, I used to get put to sleep at the party. be in the middle of the function. Just two chairs put together. That's your bed, Poppy. Go ahead, lay down.
DZ's heard. Chaos. Oh, it sounds like sleep time. Ah. That's when he really gets relaxed.
It's
all the chaos.
Yeah,
right, right. And that's why Lola's like, you know what? I started playing music on the TV. We wasn't going to raise no soft kids.
Oh, no. I would turn the radio up in my car.
Crank
it. I would listen to music loudly. While I was pregnant,
I get it.
So we one for one. Appreciate you, Lola.
Lola and DZ, turn up the music and fall asleep when people are screaming. It's a very natural thing for you guys.
The moral reflex don't exist in Latino culture. No, it does. I'm joking.
Okay,
you know I'm playing.
So there you go. You got one not a jerk, one jerk, and now Mila in Milwaukee's on the phone. I have no idea which way Mila's going to go. Mila, is Becca being a jerk for wanting to cut off her sister-in-law for bullying her baby? The sister-in-law keeps calling her baby a pansy because it's always crying when they come over to the house.
It just sounds so funny.
Stop.
It sounds funny. I'm sorry. Mila, what do you say? You're our tiebreaker today.
Sorry for laughing, but yeah, she's a jerk.
Ooh, Mila says yes.
Mila falls asleep in chaos too, I guess.
All right, but no, break it down, Mila. Why do you say she's the jerk?
So, okay, number one, nobody's thinking about the kids that she's trying to separate.
Mm.
This is the whole conversation that needs to be had because first of all, they both are new moms.
Yeah.
Right. So who would think the mom who's calling the baby a pansy really understands that talking negative around babies and using that kind of language affects both of their children?
Dang.
So this is something that needs to be talked about. And she also needs to express to her, like, look, our children are supposed to grow up together. We can't do that if you're going to be negative. I'm going to have to keep my kid away from your kid.
I'm not going to have your kid invoking your bad habits on my child.
Communication.
Right, right.
Child those bad habits, because what if your child comes up around someone who's different than them? Are they to make fun of them?
True.
Okay, what if Becca just starts making fun of the other baby?
Like, no, your baby's soft.
Yeah.
Everybody's just talking soft about everybody's kid. No, your baby's a pansy.
Your baby's ugly.
Your baby got pigeon toes. Look at your baby. Look at your baby hand too big for his body. Listen, rule number one, no, leave the babies out of it. Leave the babies out of it.
His head's too big for his body.
Don't get me started talking about ripping y'all babies, man.
That might shut up the sister-in-law real quick, though, if you start bullying her baby. Like, he's doing back an eye for an eye kind of thing.
Mila, you were out here giving us so much good value, and all we talk about is ripping babies and calling them big-headed. We're sorry.
My baby's
we
a
apologize.
Booty head. Your baby's a booty head.
Everybody baby's a booty head. What now?
No, listen. So if you want to adjust your kid to noise, take them to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You got to train. You got to train. That's really it.
My autistic son, because periodically they're clean up in aisle five.
You're like, dang, let's get out of aisle five. We better hurry up. Mila, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for the call. We love you, dog. We love you. Have a good day,
bye. We love you, too. You know what? Listen, I'm sticking with, she's going to make fun of my baby, I'm making fun of your baby. I'm switching lanes on this one all the way around.
She is the jerk. She is the jerk, though. That's what that's what they say.
They're saying talk to your sister-in-law before you cut her off and go mama bear on her and say, yo, stop making fun of my kid.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. That's the word.
And get out of aisle five.
Speaking of bad habits.
Oh, man.
Mila, dog, what are you doing?
Don't forget your tickets to Lollapalooza coming up at 8:30 this morning. And then right after that, tickets to see RuPaul's Drag Race live.
Mm.
We're on fire this hour.
Boy, we got wins on wins.
Let's do it. Right now, we got to do this.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hello from Las Vegas again. Did you see Adele's big news?
He said, no, I didn't see the news. Tell me about it. What's the word?
She added new dates for her Las Vegas residency.
So she, the residency got extended. Mm-hmm. She got the extendo clip in there.
She said 4,000 people for 34 dates is not enough. I'm coming back.
Oh, the bag must be nice.
You know what's funny? Everybody that freaked out and bought those tickets is probably mad now.
Big,
like,
salty.
Come on.
So you mean I could have got the extended residency for the cheaper price?
I could have gone in 6 months and it would have been less?
You mean I didn't have to take all this time off work? I could have planned better?
I'd have to pay $800 for a ticket. No.
Hey, they created the supply and then had the finite demand.
Yep.
We know how the industry works. All of a sudden, they said, oh, you want more? You demanding more? Here's the supply. A couple
Adele's
more dates.
Adele's worth it, man. Good Adele for her. Is a great residency to have because people are going to keep going. There were tons of people who wanted to see this show who either couldn't go or couldn't afford tickets, and now they're extending. So she's added all these dates. She's going to be back in June and do more dates because at first, it was like this short little residency she was going to have.
Right. Just a little mini some slight testing the water, seeing if, yeah. if she even liked it, right?
Yeah. They went through all that stuff with the Caesar's Palace, the Coliseum. She wanted the set perfect for her show.
Of course.
She canceled her residency. Then she came back with her residency. It's going on. And she said she's coming back. She's going to do a few weeks in June. And she's going to film it and release it to make sure everyone who wants to see the show can see it. So even can't go in June. You can...
Let me find out that she's about to drop a whole special of her residency and do a docuseries of it. Mm-hmm. Let me find out she's doing a docuseries of her residency. A little BTS behind the scenes. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's strong right there.
She's going to be in there June to November. So basically, this summer, you could get your tickets to see it if you can get them before they're sold out. Because they're going to sell out again. They're going to sell out again.
Guaranteed.
I love this, though, that Adele is extending it. But you're right. There's probably way more. More attached to it now, like a TV special and this and that. And for a lot of these artists, a residency works because you get to stay in one place and still work.
You get to just not even worry about it. They basically cover room and board. They do all that. And you just show up, show out, get a bag.
You can have a normal everyday life and still go to work. Like a lot of these people have to tour.
That gets grueling, tiresome. It basically brings the tour to you.
Yeah, you get
a
home.
It brings the tour to you.
You have a normal house with your kid in Vegas for now it's going to be a year total. She'll have a normal life for a year where she can still work and not have to go on tour.
Maybe she's going to use that time to be able to dedicate to some new music. You never know. I'm not throwing no under the table tips or nothing like that. I'm not saying, I'm just saying maybe. It gives you time to enjoy life, and usually life brings more music for these artists.
That's true. Well, Adele, coming back June to November to Vegas. The residency is not over. It's going to keep going.
Is that your best Adele impression?
Yes, and it's bad.
Okay,
I have no British accent. Okay, there we go. With the end. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Your chance to win 4-day passes to Lollapalooza coming up just a few minutes at 8:30. So DZ, what happened?
I think I've made it a custom to, when in doubt, come to the KISS fam and get the tips and tricks. And I know we all got children, right? Well, not we all. Clearly, Tony from Racine don't got no kids. But a lot of people don't have kids, but we've all been under the weather, man. Mm-hmm. And baby Sammy, 20 months old, almost two.
Your kid is 20 months old now?
He's turning two in July.
Aww.
You feel me? So it's crazy. Time has flown. Little man is a grown man now, apparently. Yeah. He's a whole little man.
What happened to him?
He ain't feeling too good. The past couple days, feels like he's been a little congested.
Yeah.
You know, just didn't know if it was necessarily viral. What have you. We don't want to get nobody sick. We're getting ready to take a little family time. My wife's going to be on spring break, so we wanted to make sure he didn't have a viral infection, an ear infection, anything going on.
Yeah.
We made a doctor's appointment, right?
Sure.
Wife's taking the baby to the doctor, right? We rock, paper, scissors for it. He's like, okay, you go.
Oh, that's funny. You guys did rock, paper, scissors.
So she's on the way. Mm-hmm. I get a call. She's like, man, this little boy just, come get your son. This little boy just yacked all in the car seat. I was like, oh no. She was like, I didn't bring the diaper bag. I ain't got no clothes, like nothing. I'm pulling up to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm about to walk in here with a diaper. Can you bring clothes? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, of course. Like, so boom, I skate in the car, put my cape on, get there, save the day like the big superhero Papa Bear that I am.
She said, come get your kid. Really he though. Puked all over my car.
Everywhere. Ugh, right?
Yeah.
So after that, we're on the way home. Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron goes, I don't want to put him back in the same car seat. Let's put him in the other car, the car I drove over.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have two vehicles in the household. Mm-hmm. So it's like, take him home in the other car. As we're driving, I'm thinking, man, I'm hoping this little boy don't double yak.
I
spoke it into existence, fam. Because the second I'm getting ready to get him out the car, I look at his bottom lip quiver, and I'm like, wait, my lip does that when I'm getting ready to...
Oh, no.
Double yaks in the car, less than an hour. We go inside, proceed to give him some Pedialyte, maybe tried a little Pediasure. None of it's going down. We gave him a little saltine to hope. Nothing. This man yacked 6 times in 3 hours.
Aw, Sammy's sick. And you guys were okay.
Dog, which is even weirder. So we're thinking the only thing that he ate that we didn't eat was this pasta that we had made a couple days ago. Now, it's been good. Except for the one thing, I remember I took it out of the fridge because we wanted to eat some. Didn't end up eating any, so I put it back in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe the tomatoes took a turn or something. Something didn't settle right in our boy's stomach because he wasn't holding nothing down.
Aww.
It was sad.
Was he ever able to eat last night?
No. He went to bed empty stomach. He couldn't keep anything down. We didn't put him to sleep until he could hold the Pedialyte down that we were giving him. Mm-hmm. Little baby sips, man, because we were like, okay, we don't want to overdo it, have him eating something and then yakking in his sleep or not sleeping all night. Thankfully, he slept. Mm-hmm. He might have been going through something, maybe a little stomach bug. We don't know what.
Yeah.
But we're like, is this what we should do? Like, we put the outlet on him, the smart baby monitor, so it could watch his heart rate, all that stuff. But we were kind of paranoid. My wife literally took the day today. She was like, I can't do it. Like, he's gonna have a terrible night. We're going to make sure, we gotta watch him tomorrow, make sure his fluids are good, make sure he's actually eating.
I would do
that.
We
got to monitor him.
I'd be worried as a parent, like, oh, one of us needs to stay home with him tomorrow.
We don't want to tweak and then take him to the hospital for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't think he's at the level that he needs to be brought to the hospital. He doesn't have a fever.
He's not.
You know, he's
but
just
you're
not
already
eating.
Paranoid because he was a preemie and you went through all, he was in the hospital for so long. So you guys are already paranoid. It's your first kid.
Exactly.
I get it. Okay, so let's get some remedies. Let's get the listeners always come through. So what do we want? We need to know how to like make his tummy feel better.
How
do you make a baby feel better?
What should we do? What should we feed him if he can't keep anything down? Should we just keep doing the Pedialyte and Pediasure? We've done some popsicles. I mean, let him eat popsicles all day, ice cream, just anything, and whatever. I mean, we've tried saltines. Should we try a little chicken noodle soup?
Oh.
Do we just do toast all day?
I don't know.
Just plain white rice and plain chicken? Like, do we try to get him to eat, or do we just take the cop out and give him all the nasty foods that he knows he loves? Do we just make him a pizza and let it rock?
If he's going to yak anyway, just give him whatever the hell he wants,
right? Right. You feel me?
414-533-1037. You can call or you can text your remedies for baby Sammy. His little belly's upset. And we got to do our kiss keyword. We got to give away some Lollapalooza tickets. Let's do it. All right. We're giving away these 4-day passes to Lollapalooza in Chicago. All you have to do is go to our website, 1037kissfm.com, and enter the word true.
True. T-R-U-E?
Yes. True is the word. When you go to our website, right there on the front page, it says win tickets to Lollapalooza. Click that. Enter the keyword. You're entered to win those tickets. We could be calling you later today and be going, hey, you won 4-day passes to Lollapalooza. You're going to see everybody.
It's true. If you enter that keyword right now, 1037kissfm.com, you could win.
That's right. And somebody just texted in, applesauce.
Okay. Right. I'm making a list. We're going to check it twice.
That's right. 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. Helping baby Sammy with his little belly problems. Tickets to see RuPaul's Drag Race in Milwaukee coming up very shortly.
Like minutes away.
Minutes away.
Less than 10 minutes, can we just
say? Less than five.
Okay, I wasn't trying to give him that much time, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Less than five.
Dang, Allie looking out. I see you.
Just saying. All right, so we want to give away the tickets, but first we need to help you out with baby Sammy, who's under the weather.
First things first, kids are most important.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So let's talk about it, man.
Baby Sammy
is not feeling good today.
His belly is...
He ain't held nothing down in about 12 hours now. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that. He's eaten now, but hopefully this maintains. We don't know if he's yacked it up yet.
Somebody texted in and said, nurse practitioner here, don't worry about food. Fluids are most important to prevent dehydration.
Oh, so maybe we're on to something.
I don't know. Let's go to Julie in Oak Creek this morning and see what she thinks, because she's got her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's your tip for DZ for baby Sammy who's not feeling good?
So my daughter was about 2.5 and was constantly throwing up like for an entire night. Took her to the ER. In the children's hospital emergency room, they said to have her sip Coke.
Mm. Oh.
The Coca-Cola?
Give the baby Coca-Cola. Coke?
Really? Like diluted?
No.
What?
Straight Coke. Leave it out. Room temperature. Very small sips.
What?
And that was literally the only thing that would stay down.
Really?
Now, we now swear by this. It cannot be Diet Coke. It has to be
regular
Coke Zero.
Okay.
Because there's something in Diet Coke that doesn't work.
It doesn't work like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you could use caffeine free because it's a little one.
True.
But it has to be regular Coke or Coke Zero. And you do small sips just periodically throughout the day and, you know, within an hour or whatever. And we always make sure we have it on hand. We've even had our neighbors come, and my kids are adults now, and they still go to that when they're not feeling well.
It became the family go-to.
But I was going to say, how long ago was this, too, is going to be my other question, because that sounds like some old school stuff. Like, at this point, let's just take them to Starbucks.
No, that's got too much sugar.
If we're going to give them baby Coke, let's just take them to Starbucks.
I'd rather do the Coca-Cola. No, I like Julie from Oak Creek. Listen, don't have me going buying a Coca-Cola. I'll try anything to make little man feel better.
Somebody texted in and said the bubbles from Coke help.
Right. I get it.
Isn't that why they always gave you Sprite when you were a kid?
Or ginger ale, maybe.
Seven Up.
They swear by the Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to knock it till I try it. Thank you, Julie.
Julie, we appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Miko is in Saukville this morning on 3. Good morning, Miko. What's your remedy for DZ?
Hey, Papi, how's it going?
What's the word, Papa? Talk to you.
What's up, baby? I'm going to tell you what. We're Latinos.
Yeah.
We always do chicken broth, you know, where they can basically, it's a little warm, they enjoy it, it gives them a little bit of nutrients. And the big thing that my mom always did were those sick biscotti crackers. Where he can suck on it, he can chew a little bit off, but he doesn't get big chunks at all.
Just do a little something that he could just enjoy and work at his own pace. Hey, he right with the chicken broth, though. That's Latino.
Really?
That's about Latino as a mug. Just let him sip on chicken broth, yep.
Oh, el caldito de pollo, always.
He just said chicken broth in Spanish.
I heard something with chicken.
Pollo. He just said caldo de pollo.
You had me at pollo.
We just translated, baby. Caldo de pollo, that chicken broth. Okay, Miko. Hey, Papa, you ain't wrong, man. I appreciate the tip, fam.
All right,
have a good one. He straight up said, look, caldito de pollo.
Look, I knew the word chicken. I knew that. You had me a chicken.
You knew.
I knew what was up.
Caldo is just broth. That's what that means.
Oh, okay.
Chicken broth.
Oh,
yeah,
I gotcha.
He just translated. He gave you the Spanish lesson today.
He did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miko. Well, Flora is in Waukesha this morning. Flora, good morning. You got a remedy for DZ's
good
son?
Good morning. I do. We're going to keep on the Latino train over here. When my kids were little and they were doing, you know, not being able to keep anything down, we would do manzanilla tea.
Ooh, what is that?
That is like chamomile tea, I believe, is what the translation is.
Yep.
And it would be the flowers, not the bags. You go to the Mexican store, you go to the specialty store, you get the flowers, you boil them in some water and maybe a little bit of sugar if you want to sweeten it up for them. Mm-hmm. But we would just give it to them, cool it down, and give it to them like that. And that would work every single time.
Oh, see, and I felt like you might be a little too young to do the chamomile, the manzanilla. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was definitely thinking, hold on now. Mm-hmm. You're thinking he's old enough.
He's old enough for my daughter. I would give it to my kids when they were about, like, what, you say he's 20 months?
20 months, almost
two,
yeah.
My kids would get it at a year old if they were having the sickies, I bet. For fever, for everything, because they would drink it down.
Right.
Okay, so you're either giving your baby Coca-Cola or you're giving your baby chicken broth.
I might have.
Or tea.
Do the combination of all three. Well, listen.
And the good thing about manzanilla tea is it's not caffeinated.
Right.
It's just flowers boiled in water.
It's only chamomile.
It's only the manzanilla. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Flora, and when you boil it straight from the flower, then you strain it, then you know it's homemade, organic. You know what?
Yep.
I'm sorry to everybody that called with the tip. I'm going to just say Flora gave us the real tip right there. That's the one I'm taking.
Just a tip.
I'm going to get my manzanilla tea.
Thanks for the tip, Flora.
You're welcome. I'm always willing to give it.
So. And always willing to receive it.
Get out of here, y'all.
Have a great morning, guys.
I said what I said and I meant it. Okay, listen. Bryn from Milwaukee texted in and said Pedialyte popsicles, which a lot of people are texting in.
We got them. We got the Pedialyte. We got the popsicles. Only thing we're missing right now is the chicken broth and the chamomile tea. We about to go get that too. Maybe a little bit of Coke. I appreciate everybody's tips.
Well, I hope baby Sammy feels better soon. You ready to give away these tickets now?
Can we do it?
We can. RuPaul's Drag Race Live coming to the Riverside Theater August 2nd. It's an 18 plus show, so I'm just putting that out there.
That's right. For the grown folks.
For the grown folks, because we like to get down at the show.
Hey, wepa.
Hey-o. We're going to give away what collar? Pick a collar.
Can we do 25 again?
Sure. Why not? Why not? 414-533-1037. You're going to get tickets to RuPaul's Drag Race Live at the Riverside Theater on August 2nd. Collar 25's a winner.
Right now.
Kiss FM. Oh, this would be such a fun show to go to, DZ. Oh, I would love this. RuPaul's Drag Race Live. It would be lit.
It'd be so lit.
Happening at the Riverside Theater August 2nd. You got to be 18 plus for the fun stuff. But we're going to caller 25. Courtney in Milwaukee is on the phone. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Are you a big fan of RuPaul's Drag Race?
I am. It's so fun. So fun.
Well, and there's 15 seasons. 15.
Go crazy.
I had to look that up to see how many seasons there were of that show. I'm like, 15?
Going strong, but it's a good show.
Name another 15 season show. I mean, there's not a lot out there. That's impressive.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have just won two tickets to go and see the show at the Riverside Theater. Congratulations, Courtney. August 2nd, RuPaul's Drag Race Live. We hope you have a really good time.
Wepa.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you. Fun. Well, hey, I'm going to steal some tickets. I'm going to be having the time of my life.
You could go with Courtney. You never asked who her plus one is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Courtney, call me.
I will.
Thank you. Tomorrow, same time, more tickets we'll have for you. Kiss FM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.